Of course, another big weekend for Packer football. They've got the Saints on Sunday Night Football, which means our coverage is going to start at 5 p.m. on K107.1 with the kickoff at 7:30. We're going to break it all down, preview the big game with Brian Caravu, our friend from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, good morning again to you.
Good morning.
So, to the Superdome we go. Packers haven't been there in about 6 years. I think it was like 51-29 loss the last time they were there. Always a tough place to play, and you play a team in the Saints that are 2-4. They've lost some tough games. They lost last week to Detroit. Are they bad, or are they just struggling, the Saints?
Yeah, the very interesting thing is that the Saints have lost all their games on the road this season, which makes you think, well, maybe they're a good team at home at the Superdome. It's really tough to get a pulse on this team. Drew Brees, for sure, is always a dangerous player, and especially more so when he has Jimmy Graham available to him, who, after an injury, is kind of nursing his way back to health. It's tough to say how good this Saints team is, but they're definitely a better team at home than they are on the road.
There's no overlooking them from the Packers locker room, I can tell you that. I mean, if the Packers were 2-4 and the Saints were coming up here Sunday night, they'd say, well, look, yeah, they're 2-4, but they got Aaron Rodgers and all those weapons, and that's kind of the same thing here. You cannot count out the Saints. Saints are a team, especially at home on those primetime games. We've seen it time and time again. They can put up 30, 40, 50 points easy. Can the Packers' defense stop these guys? I know they're a little banged up this week, too, in that secondary again.
Yeah, that'll be a key for sure, because both starting safety Morgan Burnett and starting cornerback Sam Shields have not practiced yet this week. You know, they haven't been ruled out yet. There's a chance that, you know, they're just giving a little bit time to heal here, and maybe they'll play. The Packers certainly would be better equipped to handle Drew Brees and the Saints passing attack if those guys can play. Even if they can't, it's not going to be easy, because Jimmy Graham is just a matchup nightmare, and you wonder who's gonna guard him, a guy who's like a 6'6 tight end. I mean, if it's a cornerback, none of the Packers' cornerbacks have that height, and if it's a linebacker, none of the Packers' linebackers have the speed to stay with him downfield. So you wonder what they might do, because there's going to be a mismatch somewhere. It's going to be tough for the Packers to stop them.
You know, the Packers' defense, they are in for a challenge with that Saints offense. They've been performing pretty well this year after week one, of course, to Seattle. They're stopping guys. They're getting big fourth down stops. They're getting turnovers. The Packers' defense really last week showed a lot. Is this a better defense than it has been in the last few years under Dom Capers?
Yes, I definitely think it's a better defense. Maybe it's just taken some time for Dom Capers to figure out how to use this personnel. You know, they went and acquired Julius Peppers and LaTroy Guyon in the offseason. They drafted Ha-Ha Clinton Dix in the first round. And you know, it seems like LaTroy Guyon is becoming a bigger part of the Packers defense week by week. Maybe it's because he's getting healthier. All of a sudden, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix is playing more week after week, and looks like he might finally become a starter in the Packers defense. And Julius Peppers, I mean, he's been good all along, but you know, now the Packers kind of unveiling this NASCAR package, they call it, with Peppers and Clay Matthews and Mike Neal and Nick Perry all in that defensive front getting after the quarterback. They seem to have figured a few things out and are gelling and doing well right now.
Brian Caravu with Cheesehead TV. We break down the game before and after, and the Saints and Packers play 7:30 Sunday night, Sunday Night Football. We'll have the game on K107.1 as always. Our coverage starts at 5. I got to say, Cheesehead TV, you guys cover that website. That website covers the team from all angles. I'm going on Yahoo Sports right now. The top story is Aaron Rodgers gets girlfriend actress Olivia Munn a very special ring. If I want actually to break down the game, are you guys going to do that for me on CheeseheadTV.com?
I think we can handle that. That's what we specialize in.
Do you guys have a beat reporter on the Olivia Munn watch or no?
Not really. I can't say we do.
Brian Campbell again with CheeseheadTV.com. So what do the Packers need to do? Or should they come out guns blazing this weekend? Is that really their only option? Do you see them coming home and into the bye week with a victory?
It's the Packers are going to have to put up points because I think it's going to be a high-scoring game no matter what. Even, you know, the defenses might get a stop here and there. But by and large, these are two explosive offenses with two very good quarterbacks. I think the Packers will put points on the board because the Saints' defense is not all that great, and Aaron Rodgers should be able to put up some points against that New Orleans secondary, who hasn't stopped a lot of people this year. Ultimately, the Saints have, a 19-game home winning streak and a 13-game home winning streak in primetime games. I'm going to call for it to continue. Just a one-point victory, 28-27 Saints. If it's worth anything, I'm not exactly confident in that. But the Saints at home are just too tough.
I'm going to go with a victory. I think the Packers are going to beat them quite handily, actually, by at least 10.
I'm all for that. So by all means, Packers, please come away with a hand victory done handily.
Saints are going to lose this weekend. They're still going to win that division.
That would be impressive to come back from a 2-4 start to take the NFC South.
That division's kind of in disarray right now. Well, it depends. That Panthers-Seahawks game, I think Carolina might be. We'll see. Well, who knows? That's why we got Brian Caribou to help us out from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, thanks so much for your time, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
That is Brian Caribou with CheeseheadTV.com. Packers! Saints! Sunday Night Football right here on K107.1.